Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Your fat flaps fly, Cliff.
Let your fat flaps fly.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear. Each week, bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff!
Oh, Kendall.
Cliff, we are so close. We're approaching 200 faster than we approach a buffet.
If only we were this close in relation to 200 pounds. And not
our
so
goal
far,
weight,
far,
anything.
Far, far above that, Kendall.
Oh,
I'm even more so today, Kendall. I ate so much for lunch. I had the hugest lunch. I went out with Mr. Snodbottom for lunch.
Wow. That and was your first mistake.
I know. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she just kept ordering course after course, because, of course, she's so refined. She has to have so many courses.
Yeah. I think I saw her tweet about that.
Yeah, and Tyler was there, and I kept having him go get me refills, and I don't know, but I just ate so much this afternoon when we all went to lunch.
You're in pain.
Well, I am. Intense food pain.
Speaking of Twitter, or...
Yeah.
Or any other social media, for that matter, that's what we're talking about today.
For any other social matter of that, or for that media.
Cliff! Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and blogging.
I want to say one word to our listeners. Facebook.
I would say many words.
Social media.
I would say in all the different social medias that are out there. Blogging, YouTube, LinkedIn,
Facebook.
They're all out there, Cliff.
What is it? What do you take it to mean? When you think of social media, when you think of where we are today as a country and as a culture, what do you think? What are your thoughts? Can to open up your brain and just blather it out.
Well, I'm going to say what Joy Behar said on her show.
Kendall asked for your thoughts, not Joy Behar.
Actually, no. Actually, they're not Joy Behar's thoughts. They're Larry David's thoughts when he was on Joy Behar.
God bless.
She said, I have like a million followers, whatever. And he said, that's all social media is. It's just a way of us quantifying how popular we are.
Yeah.
And I think to some extent it does break down that way. Because you always say, I have this many friends on Facebook. I have this many followers on Twitter. We have zero of both on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff.
Yeah.
It quantifies our existence.
I mean, if you're going to look at it in those terms, Kendall, if you're going to look at it as like who's more popular, I mean, you're going to find out that we're really unpopular, but that's going to be, it's going to be a skewed view, and that's why I choose not to look at it that way, Kendra. I go by, you know, it's like an emotional inner feeling of how popular we are, and in my inner emotional being, in the part of me that is eternal and has always been here, has always, and will always be here, the part of me that is the Tao, I know that we're really popular.
Down. Well, down, Cliff.
I know we are.
The one way of looking at it is that it's popularity. But then the other way of looking at it, the batteries in the studio are going dead. But the other way, you know, it's a way for people to connect and to have friends that wouldn't normally get out or are too fat to be seen in public like us. That we can just, we can talk to people online and not have to worry about getting out. Did you see that motion I just did? That was me typing on Facebook.
Yeah, that's we knew that. Mr. Snodbottom and I, Tyler, he's not looking. He's filing things. What were you saying? I had
so much
a great
filing.
Thought.
So much filing. I said it's all about ways to connect, even though you don't get out. Like, it's a way to stay connected.
Oh,
with people.
There are so many ways with technology these days. For fat people, I mean, you can make a podcast that nobody will listen to. but you can do it, Kendall, and it releases something inside of you. Now some might say, Kendall, social media just brings out a lot of negativity and a lot of hatred and a lot of vitriol. And what would you have to say about that? what would be your response? Well, are you pro?
Oh my God, we're going so deep, Cliff. Well, okay, or first anti. Of all, first of
yeah.
all, I think it can bring out hatred. I think in some respects, I'm getting so deep right now, you started it. I think in some respects, you know, if people didn't have an outlet to get this stuff out, it would just stay pent up and they would get angry and angry. So it, in some respects, it's an outlet to get all that terrible things out. But also that, and I can't even, sometimes I'll get on Facebook and I'll see idiots that have written things that I want to heal them. And I think, I want to respond to them. I want to write a counter argument. And I think, no, it is better for me just to turn this off and forget about it.
Those people, I block. I don't block them or unfriend them. I hide all their posts.
Yes.
So I don't have to see them.
Well, I need to. You need to show me how to do that because I am unaware of how to block people that I hate.
On your newsfeed, move your cursor slightly to the right.
Today on the Cliff and Kendall tutorial
news item, you will see an X appear. Click on that X. It will give you options to hide this note alone, to hide everything by that person, and that's what you click.
Well, I have to listen back to this when I can focus.
This is a step-by-step. When the Peabody Committee says they need information and help for the listener of today, this is what we're giving them, Kendall. That was how they worded it. It's not my wording.
Cliff, more than 150 million people engage with Facebook on external websites every month.
Kendall, do you think Google Plus is going to overtake Facebook?
Nope.
You heard it here first. And
I'll tell you why.
You heard it here first.
Tell you why, Cliff. Because why? I believe that Google is trying to make themselves popular, and they're saying, oh, invitation only. It could go away any moment. I think they're trying to create, like, this big air of, we're going to be so great, and I don't think you can do that.
I don't think you can do that.
Because we've tried it. It didn't work, Cliff.
It didn't work.
We're so great, listeners. We're so great, listeners. Nobody listens. It doesn't matter.
When you shout things like that down into an empty well, all that you will hear is your own echo.
I got something that's going to make you a little sad for humanity. People spend over 500 billion minutes collectively on Facebook a month.
500 billion minutes.
Yes, Kendall. Cliff. How will we ever get 500 billion minutes back?
I can't believe I spent that many minutes on Facebook last
Cliff, I said collectively, not each person. You could be spending minutes listening to this show. Or you could be doing it simultaneously, so you're killing two birds with one fat stone.
I think that's our next goal. Let's get everybody combined to spend 500 billion minutes on our show per month.
You go ahead and start that, and I'll work on it.
That'll be the new campaign, 500 billion minutes or bust.
Well, Cliff, there are 110 million users on Twitter services now.
Listen, and 100% of them don't follow us with a 0.00000001 margin of error.
But this is not a pity party for Cliff and Kendall.
It's not a pity party.
Now, there are 133 million blogs. 132 of them are successful. One of them is ours.
We'll let you decide which category it falls into. Yeah.
And bloggers use an average of 5 different social sites to drive traffic to their blog. And if you don't believe that, listen to the end of our show where I say, cliffing.com, blogspot.com, facebook.com, twitter.com, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We're guilty of it too, Cliff. We are guilty.
We're so guilty.
We're fat and guilty.
Every show of ours is just a commercial for the next show.
And that is no joke. I wish that was a joke. We've had some episodes where we have went without belching. This episode is not one of those.
Not one of them.
Cliff, tell me a joke, Mr. Piano Man.
I went to see a nurse at the doctor's this morning.
Oh, is this an anecdote?
For my annual checkup, this is just an anecdote about my life, everybody.
Good.
And the nurse at the doctor, she said I had to stop masturbating.
Ooh, Cliff, I've told you that for years.
And I asked why. She said...
God. Can that nurse be respectful through this exam, damn it? Jesus.
No, she can't.
bitch of a nurse.
And then she said, well, you gotta stop masturbating because I'm trying to examine you.
Oh,
oh my God.
Cliff, keep your hands out of your pants before you get an exam.
Hands out of the pants.
Cliff, a guy walks past a mental hospital and he hears a moaning voice. 13. And the man, he looks over to the hospital and he sees a hole in the wall. Now he looks into the hole and he gets poked in the eye, Cliff, and then the moaning voice,
oh my God,
it then says, 14. He poked him in the eye with his penis, Cliff.
Oh my.
You sounded so exhilarated by that joke. Yes.
This is the perfect breakfast as a man sees it. Tell me if I'm right or if
I'm
right.
Okay, I'll tell you.
You're sitting at the table and your son is on the cover of the Wheaties box.
Oh, yeah.
Your mistress is on the cover of Playboy.
Oh, yeah.
And your wife, well, she's on the back of the milk carton.
Cliff, don't you know it? Don't you know it?
Don't. You know it, Kendall. I know it. I didn't tell you when I went from preaching to meddling, but
I frequently dream about that, Cliff. All right, Cliff, even though I don't have children or a mistress, I still dream about it.
Or,
Cliff, a hobo comes up. This is your favorite kind of joke. A hobo.
Hobo.
Comes up to the front door of a neat-looking farmhouse, and he knocks gently on the door. And when the farm owner answers, the hobo asks him, please, sir, could you give me something to eat? I haven't had a good meal in several days. And the owner, he says, I have made a fortune in my lifetime by supplying goods for people. I've never given anything away for nothing. However, if you go around to the back, you will see a gallon of paint and a clean paintbrush. If you will paint my porch, I will give you a good meal. So, the hobo does that. He walks around to the back, and a while later, knocks on the door again. He says, the owner says, finished already? Good, come on in, sit down, the cook will bring you your meal. The hobo says, thank you very much, sir, but there's something I think you should know. It's not a Porsche you got back there, it's a BMW.
Oh, Cliff,
that hobo, he painted his BMW.
Oh, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff.
What does a tampon, a maxi pad, and Saddam Hussein all have in common?
Oh, Cliff, you know I'm afraid to ask.
Oh, they all irritate Bush.
Oh,
and also, Kendall.
Yes.
This is an oldie but a goodie, but what a goodie. What's warm?
There's some hair on that goodie.
Warm and soft when you go to bed and hard and stiff in the morning.
My member, Cliff.
Oh, vomit.
You're right, Cliff. When you're right, you're right. Cliff, a man went to apply for a job, and after filling out all the applications, he waited anxiously for the outcome.
Oh, in this economy.
This is a personal anecdote about you.
Ah.
The employer read all the applications and said, we have an opening for people like you. And the guy says, oh, great, what is it? And he said, it's called the door.
Oh. But Kendall, I can't fit through that opening.
Tell the employer, Cliff, not me. Tell the employer.
Where is the Americans with Disabilities Act for me, okay?
When are they going to make a clause about fat people, Cliff?
Oh, Kendall, I'm so fat, I've got to take a break. I've got to go tweet about how fat I am.
More on that later in our social network episode.
Social
media.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
If I get a splinter, Mom gives me a cookie. If I skin my knee, she gives me some cake. Some pie. Whenever I'm hurt, Mom gives me dessert. Hey, I better ask for a kiss instead of a cookie. If you want to console me, I'd love a big hug. If you want to reward me, a kiss would be great. Well, I don't need a cookie to make me feel better. Some love will work wonders without
a wait. Parents, when you're consoling your children, how about consoling them with love and not with baked goods? Trust me. They'll thank you later.
And now back to the show.
Two, three, four. I met this chick and she really looked correct.
Yes, she do.
Guess what? I met her on the internet.
Yes, I did.
And she told me that she really into sex. Now she in my living room with my dick in her neck. Yeah. Thank you, MySpace. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, MySpace. Thank you, Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, MySpace. Thank you, Facebook.
Okay.
Thank you, MySpace.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
and I check my inbox. Got a message from Lucio, my goodness, she red hot. Her breasts are on swole ass, riding on shots. And I just wanna put my feeling on in her pop top. Yeah, and I got this chick named Tamika. She hits me up on MySpace, asking me to eat that her. So I tell her she can put her ass on my face, shoot features, but I lied up right here. I put her ass on the tip of my sneaker. Uncle feel the bitch. Now I know I got you laughing, and I know you feel the shit. Man, I got love for money and more love for any bitch, but I only got one bitch. So Trojan for war anytime I fuck a bitch. Yeah. And I hit my cousin on the celly. What we getting in tonight, my nigga Seti. I hit some bitches up on Facebook and MySpace. Said, where they at? Over here, back at my place. This chick, yeah, she really look correct. Yes, she do. Guess what? I met her on the internet. Yes, I did. And she told me that she really in the sex, bitch. Now she in my living room with my nigga in the neck. Hey, hey, thank you, MySpace. Okay. Thank you, Facebook. Okay. Thank you, MySpace. Thank you, Facebook. Yeah, yeah, thank you, MySpace. Okay. Thank you, Facebook. Okay. Thank you, MySpace.
Cliff, we're back. I just was tweeted about how wonderful our show was from one of our favorite listeners.
We're backer than ever. We're constantly getting tweets. You're blowing up our tweet box with how good our show is.
That meant something different a long time ago, Cliff. Blowing up the tweet box.
Kind of what our forefathers said, blowing up our tweet box, they were talking about something completely different. They were talking about, of course, rations during World War I.
What were you thinking? Cliff, you got to take those DJ glasses off. I can't pay attention to what I'm doing. Cliff!
Kendall, you know, I was at lunch and I had too many drinks with Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Tyler. We were all there having a long...
Nobody invited me. I was sitting here doing research for social media
shows. Where were you, Kendall? Where were you? It occurred to me after I got back and I was eating my leftovers.
Nobody invited poor old Kendall.
In the office. I thought, why? Who didn't invite Kendall? Where did that chain get interrupted?
I don't know, but the chain was broken. Cliff, it's time for some sexual tips, if you know what I mean.
Never break the chain. Oh, too bad we're not playing songs. You should know that I would know.
It's time. Ooh, listeners, it's time for some sex tips with Cliff and Kendall.
Listeners,
baby.
If you pop a boner, if you get too moist in your vaginal walls,
if you get moist easily, you might want to fast forward the show till the next segment.
Fast forward.
That was a kid from the 80s saying that. Fast forward.
If you have dubbed this show onto a cassette, fast forward.
It's time for F you, Cliff.
Kendall.
Cliff.
F you, Cliff. Try this. I want you to try this sexual tip with your beautiful wife.
I can't wait, Cliff.
Sleep in the raw. Do you sleep in the nudie naked, Kendall?
No, I've never been able to do that. And I will be honest with our listeners. I'm about to get real.
I cannot sleep in the nude.
It's weird to me. And one time, on our honeymoon, we got stranded on another island while we were in Tahiti. And we didn't have any clothes with us. We had to sleep in the nude. And I couldn't even sleep. It was awful. I have to have clothes on. Part of my OCD.
What a Puritan, Kendall. You need to let those huge, flapping, hairy bags of fat out and take off your clothes,
Cliff,
like I have.
Those hairy bags of fat, my breasts are already out all the time.
My big bags of fat are just flopping everywhere, every which way. Kendall, won't you tell another? I try to dangle my breasts in people's faces all the time, and they just don't take to it the way I thought that they would, Kendall.
Why did you think they would? Well, Cliff, my FU tips are all about sexual massage this week.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there are lots of forms of sexual massage. I don't know if you've ever tried or experimented with sexual massage, but...
No.
There are several ways to do it, Cliff. There is fingering that you can do. There is vaginal or anal. For both men or women. There is fisting, which is a little extreme, Cliff. There is...
Kendall, when's the last time you were involved in a fisting
Cliff,
session?
I didn't say that I've done it. I said I'm telling you ways you could do it. Cliff,
I thought these were all research-based tips from your life.
No, Cliff, this is from the writers. Oh. If you're in the mood for some alternative stroking, why not start by kicking off your boots, Cliff, and do a foot job? Foot job is another form of sexual massage.
Kendall, I've been trying to get you to introduce feet into your lovemaking for so long now.
Yeah, Cliff, as a referee, as you stand by with a notepad trying to introduce things into my sexual life.
Foot job. Consider it done. Kendall, if you're tired of everything in the bedroom, if it is just a yawn and a half, even foot jobs no longer are erotic enough for you, why don't you try having a bang session in the kitchen?
Ooh.
Oh, a change in location is sure to help. Now, the kitchen slabs may be cold, but who has the time to think about it? Now, take care and keep sharp objects.
Take care.
And stash away. And now, that may not be a good tip for you and I, because we might be too distracted by all the food.
Cliff, I've tried it. You turn the mixer on for 1 minute, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what's going on? What are you cooking over there?
What's going on? Yeah.
Cliff, some more ways that you can do a sexual massage. Is okay. G-spot stimulation.
G-spot. Kendall, where is the G-spot?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a picture that I can illustrate. But it's inside and up, Cliff. Basically.
Inside and up.
Just to go in and up, and you'll find it. Also, you can do a hand job, similar to a foot job. Oh, don't act like you're all grossed out by a hand job, Cliff. And also, intermammary intercourse.
Intermammary. Thanks for the memory. Kendall, I'm going to let our listeners decide on their own what that is. movie style whoopee. Kendall, every Hollywood movie has one scene where the couple is doing it standing up against a wall, behind a door. So what's stopping you from doing it too? Not only will such a quickie have your adrenaline rush up, it'll also make you agile on your feet. Pick a moment, Kendall, but don't tell her about it and pounce. A hot, wet kiss and the urgency will have her reacting in a way she's never done before.
But this may come as a surprise to you. That won't. But it may come as a surprise to you that sex standing up is not really possible for fat people. There's too many logistics involved. You have to, like, get a air traffic control waiver. There's all kind of things.
You need a complicated pulley and lever system.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have one other thing.
Okay.
For sexual massage. And that's the prostate massage, Cliff. And that is a form of...
Oh.
Don't wince at me, Cliff. This is scientifically known, Cliff, that if you go on up in there and get a good prostate massage, that it'll stimulate you sexually. I've never tried it myself, but I have to say I've read a lot of research about it from our writers, and it seems to be a adequate stimulation.
Oh, Kendall, methinks thou dost protest too much.
Oh, well, trust me, I've been at the urologist, and his fingers are way too big to be massaged anything up in there. And that's the only experience I've had.
See, there you lied earlier when you said you haven't been fisted in a
while. Well, if you consider the size of my urologist's fingers, then yes, I've been fisted so hard.
Ooh. Ooh.
You've been fisted, Kendall, and that's no joke.
Cliff, that's all the time we have for FU.
Listeners, you may zip your pants back up.
Zip your pants back up. We're done with FU.
We're done with FU, Kendall, but we're not done helping people.
We're
not. It's time for my favorite part of the job, Kendall.
You've got questions. We've got answers. Ask Cliff and Kendall. I don't know if our listeners want to ask us, but they're going to, and we're going to answer them.
Listen. Our listeners, they know that there are some questions only we can answer.
Like this one, Cliff. Dear Cliff and Kendall, how can I forget and forgive my husband for his actions? It has been only a few months since I found out about his affairs, which lasted over 4 months with 3 different women. One was more intense than the others. He says he has broken off all contact with him and is only with me now. When I learned about the affairs, I had no information other than he was having one. Someone I didn't know told me, so I did not have much to go on. I've asked my husband some questions, but he refuses to answer them. He says I should let it go and move on, that my questions will lead to no good, and if I don't stop, I'm going to push him away. I think about what he has done in different scenarios daily and try to ignore the hurt, but it's hard. Should I ask questions? Should he answer them? And will this pain ever go away? We are trying, and I'm running mostly on love and hope that our relationship will survive. And that was from In Pain in Pittsburgh. Cliff, what do you think?
I think In Pain in Pittsburgh, you need to look inside you. You need to reduce your need for the approval of others. You need to rule and make decisions from your heart and not from your ego. And you just need to follow the Tao, and everything is going to work out just fine.
Down, down. I'm so glad that you told our listener to follow the Tao, Cliff. My advice, being a married person, I would never want my spouse to do that, and I would never want to put my spouse through that. And you know, our In Pain in Pittsburgh, you know, asked, should she be able to ask questions? I think, hell yeah. I think if this happened and you want to try to work through it, you need to talk about it and work through it. I don't think she should have anything to be worried about or sad about. She has, like, gained control in this relationship, and she has every right to punch him in the face.
That's a wise answer from a thoughtful man, Kendall, and I want you to put as much passion behind your answer to this next letter
I'll do
that
it.
I've got
I'll
here.
Do it, Cliff. I was heated over that last one.
They wrapped it in a sort of plastic wrapper this week.
Odd.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, my husband and I became friends with a couple a little over a year ago, and we had some nice times together, including dinners, movies. Sometimes we'd all sit around and listen to your show, etc.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, they did that together.
They are very nice, own a lovely home, and have great taste in podcasts, and have two beautiful children who seem well cared for. Well, recently, Cliff and Kendall, this very nice couple informed us that they are swingers.
Uh-oh.
And to say that my husband and I were shocked is an understatement. We were shocked and appalled. And my husband and I have decided that we will no longer socialize with them because we feel so strongly about their lifestyle. My question is why would a married couple who claim they love each other have sex with other people? And that was signed Sanctimonious in Sacramento.
Puritans, Cliff. Wow. Puritans. All right, first of
Puritans. Thanks, Puritans. Yeah.
All right, first of all, I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to the show. Thank you for listening to our podcast together. I don't think that you should judge people for just the way that they want to live their life. Just because you don't accept it doesn't mean that they shouldn't have the right to do what they want to do. You know, everybody has their own thoughts about what love is and what fun is and what everything is, you know. So I think that you can still be friends with them even though you don't want to partake in swinging action.
You know, you're on tonight. You are on.
I'm on
point.
I personally went to school with people that were swingers and talked about it, and you know, there are people just like us, and it doesn't matter if they want to. You know, that's just part of their sex life, just like anybody else has their weird things that are part of their sex life.
Kudos to you for a good answer, a brave answer.
It is brave. I went out on a limb. I just did an episode about swingers on the show I'm working on. There you go.
Oh, Kendall, any limb that you would go out upon
would break.
Surely snap.
And fall to the ground.
And that's all we've got for Dear Cliff and Kendall this week.
It's sad that we didn't have time to help more people.
It's so hard to say goodbye to each episode.
Ooh. Cliff, our listeners.
Yeah.
They listen to us every week. They know where to find us.
Of course they do, faithfully.
But if they want more social media sites to find us on, they can find us at cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, which is our blog, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. They can call us on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT, Cliff. Give a quote.
They sure can, Kendall. They sure can, Kendall. Don't say anything online that you wouldn't want plastered on a billboard with your face on it. Oh. And that was said by Aaron Berry, Kendall. And I've been living by that motto for years.
Well, I retract everything I said in this episode then. Social media is about sociology and psychology more than technology. And that was Brian Solis.
What a great quote, Brian.
And I have one other one, Cliff. Privacy is dead and social media holds the smoking gun. And that was Pete Cashmore.
Privacy is dead. I get
it is. We don't have any privacy left anymore. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I got no what, everybody? Privacy. We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
This is your anonymous caller calling again. I just wanted to let Cliff know. I heard that he was going to Florida, and I just wanted to let him know that he better be mighty careful because there's hitchhikers on the way that he'll be tempted to pick up, and you know what that causes? Cutthroat. And then there's also the roadside parks. Don't stop and eat at the roadside parks. That's a perfect place for murder. Be very careful, Cliff, because things are happening out there, and it's very, very dangerous. I'd like not to leave my name, so I just would like to be remained anonymous. Goodbye.
Perfect place for murder.
You've got 863 friends on Facebook.
No, we don't.